Jesus Christ, we begin speaking on the topic, A Wise Mouth Persuades the King.
我们要来从撒母耳记下里面来看我们如何用神给的智慧来互相劝勉。
And we will use the passage in 2 Samuel to study how God uses a wise mouth to help him.
我们在读撒母耳记下的时候都一直在读大卫的故事。
And in 2 Samuel, we study the story of King David.
从第十一章开始就记载这个合神心意的大卫王他犯罪的经过。
In chapter 11, it describes the story how David has sinned against God.
那他犯罪之后他的家庭所遇到的风波。
And what happened after he committed sin? How that has affected his family.
不但他的家庭受亏损，连他整个国家以色列百姓都因为这样子遭遇到一个很大的动乱，也死了很多人。
And not just his family, also the entire country suffered great pain, and also many people died because of that.
那大卫他犯错之后，曾经有三次，因为有人愿意跟他说，他才改变。
And in three occasions after David sinned, that a person told him something to change him.
应该说有三个人，他们很勇敢的跟大卫说了，让他可以改变他想法，了解他自己所做的所犯的错误这个事情，让我们可以学习怎么样来用智慧的口劝动君王。
And in three occasions, three brave people, they bravely went up to King David and told him what he did was wrong, and we can learn how a wise mouth can persuade this king.
那他们这三次去劝诫大卫的这个工作呢都很成功。
And these three people, they succeeded in persuading the king.
那大卫他就跟着改变了。
And because of that, King David changed his thought.
那我们就学到说，这个要去劝勉一个人，这不容易。
And we know it's very difficult to change a person's thought.
要让这个犯错人愿意改变，那更不容易。
And it's even more difficult to tell a person who did wrong.
但是我们如果能够学习，我们就不但我们可以劝勉别人，我们也会避免错误，我们也会接受别人的劝勉。
And if we can do this, then not only we can avoid sinning, we can also accept other people's persuasion.
我们现在请来看撒母耳记下第十二章。
Let's start by looking at 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下第十二章。
2 Samuel chapter 12,
第一节
verse 1.
这是神差遣拿单去见大卫。
The Lord sent Nathan to see David.
那拿单是当时候的先知。
And Nathan was a prophet back then.
拿单他跟大卫的关系应该是蛮亲近的，就是说他传达了很多神的信息让大卫明白。
And the relationship between Nathan and David should be pretty close.
因为在比如说像在我们在读第七章的时候
And when we read chapter 7,
那个大卫当时候想要为神建圣殿的时候，他就跑去跟拿单说。
And when David wanted to build the temple for the Lord, he went and told Nathan.
表示说，这个王跟拿单先知之间呢，有很好的沟通。
So the relationship between a prophet and the king is very important.
他心里面有什么想法哦，他就跑去跟拿单说，他说：“我想要去跟神建个圣殿，因为我自己住在这个王宫里面，但是约柜住在这个帐篷里，说不过去。”
And when David wanted to build the temple for God, because David lives in a palace, but the Ark of the Covenant is inside a tent.
所以第七章的第三节呢，那个拿单听到王这样讲，就跟他说：“很好啊，你就照你的心意做啊，因为神与你同在，所以你可以去做。”
And in chapter 7, verse 3, Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you."
所以表示说，当时候拿单先知跟大卫的关系很好，对不对？很亲近的。
So we can see the closeness in the relationship between Nathan and David.
他也可以了解大卫为什么有这种想法，所以他认为神与你同在，你要想要为神建殿很好，你就去做啊。
And Nathan knew what was in David's heart. He knew that he wanted to do something good for the Lord, so he encouraged him to do it.
但是当天晚上，神的话就临到拿单了。
But at that particular night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan.
拿单要神要拿单去跟他说，你要 大卫要为神建殿这个事情，他的心意神领了。
And God wanted Nathan to go tell David that God knows David's heart.
但是要建造圣殿这件事情，大卫你本身不适合来做。
But God did not want David to build his temple.
然后神就透过先知传达了很多他为这个大卫的家庭所赐的福气。
And through Nathan, God told David all the blessings that he will give to his family.
那到了第十一章，大卫就犯罪了。
And in chapter 11, we know that King David committed sin.
大卫犯罪，基本上这是一个因着眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲所生发出来的罪的结果。
And this sin committed as a result of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes.
大卫他其实他当王以后，神祝福给他，他什么都不缺了。
And after David became the king, God blessed him tremendously. He has no lacking.
圣经记载很多，他有很多妻子。
And King David had many wives.
生了很多儿女。
And they had many children.
那神就帮助他到处都打胜仗。
And God helped him to be victorious in all the battles.
他的国家基本上现在是非常的平静。
And in his kingdom, it was peace.
那出去打仗，神都帮助他打胜哦。
And whenever he goes to a battle, he wins the battle.
当时候的大卫其实在顺境当中过得非常神似乎的日子，很平安。
And at the time, King David lived a peaceful life.
但是也就在这个时候，他不警醒。
But it is at this time that he was not watchful.
他被情欲控制。
He was controlled by his lust.
所以他整个人就变了。
So he changed.
然后他就真的犯下了那个不可原谅的罪了。
And he committed sin that cannot be forgiven.
那大卫犯罪之后，至少大卫在犯罪那个时候，神都没有讲话。
When David was committing these sins, God did not say anything.
那对大卫来说，他想说，你看他是做了这些事情以后，他是犯奸淫罪，他又去谋杀了乌利亚，好像都没有事啊，神都没有讲话，先知也都不知道。
And from outside, we look at him committing this sin. God did not do anything, nor did the prophet.
哦，因为他现在娶了这个拔示巴以后啊。
And after you marry Bathsheba,
那当然在还没有娶进来以前，拔示巴就怀孕了。
And before he married Bathsheba, she was pregnant.
那可是他现在要处理，要就是要借着这个战争啊，敌人的手来杀乌利亚这件事情，这个神都知道一清二楚。
And God knew David's device on how David was going to get rid of Uriah.
神都静默不言，一直等到他的孩子已经生下来了。
God did not speak of anything until his child was born.
所以到第十二章第一节的地方，离大卫犯罪至少已经十个月了。
And after 10 months of David committing the sin in chapter 12.
因为这个时候拔示巴那个孩子已经生下来了。
Because at this time the child was born by Bathsheba.
好，那表示说至少怀胎十个月嘛。
So we know the time period is about 10 months later.
等到孩子生下来了，现在神就派拿单要去见大卫。
And after the child was born, Lord sent Nathan to David.
好，那现在拿单去了。
So Nathan went.
然后就对大卫说了一个故事。
And he told David a story.
第一节说他的故事里面就是有两个人，一个是富户，一个是穷人。
And in this story, there were two men, one rich and the other poor.
第二节说，这个富有的人有很多的牛群、羊群。
And in verse 2, it says, rich man has exceedingly many flocks and herds.
但是这个穷人呢，他就只有那么一只小母羊羔了。
And the poor man only have one little lamb.
那这只小母羊羔在他的家里面，他说看起来就像他的女儿一样，这么宝贵。
And this poor man sees this lamb like his daughter.
哦，所以这个穷人跟这只母羊羔很亲近啊，真的是像宝贝一样的。
And this poor man and this lamb are very, very close, just like a family.
第四节
，In verse four，
他说这个客人来到这个富有人家里，这个富有人舍不得从自己的牛群、羊群中取一只羊羔来预备给客人吃，反而去夺取了那个穷人的这一只母羊羔，然后把它杀了给客人吃。
And in verse four it says, and a traveler came to the rich man.Who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the far-faring man who had come to him, but he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him.
那这个故事里面这个富有人哦，实在是太可恶了。
And this rich man is really bad.
哦，他实在是，你看他 做了不该做的事，我们一看就知道这个是不应该的。
And we all know that he did something that he's not supposed to do.
第五节
，in verse five，
大卫就甚恼怒那人，对拿单说：“我指着永生的神起誓，行这事人该死。
”In verse five, then David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die."
第六节
，in verse six，
他说：“他必偿还羊羔四倍，因为他行这事没有连续的心。”
And he should restore fourfold for the lamb because he did this thing and because he had no pity.
那这一个，你看这一次这个拿单先知哦，他去见大卫的时候，基本上对拿单是一个非常大的考验。
And for Nathan to see David this time, it's a great challenge for Nathan.
我们知道拿单是先知，先知要有至少有两个特质的哈。
And Nathan was a prophet. A prophet must have two characteristics.
第一个，他一定要顺服。
Number one, he has to be submissive.
就是说，神要他做什么，要去说什么，他就要去说。
Whatever God wants him to do or say, he must do it.
第二个就是他要很勇敢。
Number two, he must be brave.
他要敢讲出人家不喜欢听的话。
He must dare to say something that no other people can dare to speak.
你看大卫犯罪这一段时间里面哦，他也许认为说，你看连先知都不知道啊，不知道他所犯的错嘛。
And when David was committing this sin, he thought that the prophet did not know.
可是现在神已经告诉拿单，拿单已经知道了。
Now that the Lord has told Nathan, Nathan already know what happened.
神也已经把要对大卫家的惩罚已经先告诉拿单，拿单要去传达了。
And God already told Nathan what kind of punishment the Lord was going to bestow on David.
那现在。拿单要去告诉大卫的时候，他要面对一个他不知道的大卫的反应了。
And Nathan was going to face David, and Nathan did not know the reaction of David.
我们都知道，我们如果去讲要去劝勉人的时候，哈，通常这种事情是吃力不讨好的。
And when we go to persuade somebody to do something good, it's usually the result is usually not good.
我们现在的人总是喜欢听好话，听赞美的话。
And most of us like to be praised.
哇，你做得很好啊，你非常有爱心啊，很好啊，哦，什么都很好。
And you do all the good things. You're a great person. That's what we like to hear.
每个人都喜欢听赞美的话，听了就心花怒放，好高兴。我很不错。
When we hear this, we become very happy.
但是如果听到别人跟我们说我们不好。
But if we hear somebody criticizing us,
这个时候我们的心就不太舒服了。
Then our heart will be stirred.
哦，所以这种要去劝勉人这种事情，这么基本上有时候很多人不要做。
And most people avoid doing a criticism.
因为做了讨人厌。
Because most people don't accept criticism well.
那可是先知他就没有办法，他就是被神差派，他就要去讲。
But because Nathan was a prophet, so he had to do it because he had to submit to the Lord.
那他现在去跟大卫讲的时候，大卫有什么反应呢
？So what was David's reaction?
这是拿单还没有他去之前他不知道的。
Nathan did not know how David was going to react.
等到现在拿单去把大卫所犯的错误，就好像一个黑盒子，现在把它打开了。
And Nathan went to David and opened a box.
把他的那个错误把它公开化了。
He publicized his mistakes.
那这个时候的大卫会是一个很谦卑认错的，像神所高立的神的仆人，然后跟说啊，谢谢拿单给他提出了警告呢？还是他是会恼羞成怒，然后大权在握，可以命令？他的仆人把拿单杀了呢
？Was David going to be humble enough to accept the criticism by Nathan, or was he going to be aroused and ask Nathan to be killed?
你看我们现在看这个故事，我们看得很简单，因为我们都知道结果了嘛。
And we all know the result.
但是如果我们去想拿单当时候他要去见大卫以前要去讲这件事情的时候，其实真的你要有勇气，不然你想不出来。
But imagine at the time, what kind of heart was Nathan when he went in to talk to David?
因为听了人要怎么反应，他不知道。
Because he did not know how David was going to react.
这个就是要靠信心，要靠勇气，也要靠智慧。
And so Nathan must rely on his bravery, his courage, and also his wisdom.
然后现在我们看到这个拿单的智慧就在这里表现出来了。
And here we saw the wisdom of Nathan.
这个我们为什么说他叫做有智慧的口
？Why do we say that he is a person with a wise mouth？
因为他现在要把他对他的指责把他指出来，让大卫无话可说，而且愿意接受他所指出的错。
Now Nathan's job is to expose what David did, so David could not do not say anything back.
所以现在他现在你看拿单一开始的时候他进去见大卫所以先讲个故事。
So when Nathan first went in to talk to David, he told him a story.
要讲故事其实要有技巧的。
And this story involves
就是要有技巧，要有 skill.
Must have skill.
就是要知道说要怎么表达。
And he must know how to express the story correctly.
你看为什么他要举这个穷人跟富有人家的这只椅子是羊羔来做这个切入点呢？
And he used the rich man and this poor man and also this lamp. As the high point of the story.
拿单很清楚大卫的背景。
And Nathan knows David's background.
所以你看，大卫是牧羊人。
David was a shepherd.
他从小就跟羊一起长大的哦。
And he grew up with as a shepherd.
大卫对这个羊羔特别有感情。
And he also has great feeling for the sheep.
我们还记得大卫，他出去战场，说要出去。对抗哥利亚的时候，他怎么跟扫罗王说呢
？And when David was to face the Goliath, what did David tell Saul?
扫罗是说你小朋友一个，要怎么去跟这个战士，而且巨人哥利亚打仗
？And Saul told David that you're only a young lad. How can you fight against this warrior since youth?
那个大卫跟扫罗说哦，不用担心，神会帮助。
And David told Saul, "Do not worry, God is with me."
他说我在牧羊的时候，如果有熊或狮子来了，把我的羊群里面的羊羔叼走了，我就拼老命去把这个羊羔救回来。
And when I was a shepherd, when the lion or the bear came to grab my sheep, I would go and attack the bear.
你看他愿意从那个狮子的口里面去把那个羊羔救出来，你看他对羊羔有多有感情啊
！And he's willing to risk his life and went into the mouth of the lion to rescue his sheep.
没有想说一只羊羔算什么，就给他多吃两只，他饱了就没事了。
And he did not say that go ahead and just take a few sheep. I don't care.
没有，他那一只羊羔是他的，他一定要把它救回来。
Because he loved the sheep, so he must rescue the sheep.
所以这个你看拿单他就是会用题材，他懂得什么事情是大卫听得进去的。
And so Nathan, he knew how to speak to David to use the lamp.
那这一只羊羔，故事里面这只羊羔，让大卫生出那个怜悯的心呢。
The main point of the lamp is to cause the loving nature of David.
你看大卫，他本来就是一个非常有爱心的人。
And David was a loving person to begin with.
大卫本来也是一个非常正直的人。
And he was a righteous person.
你看。从我们从撒母耳记上读到撒母耳记下，你看这个大卫他的一生哦。
Throughout the life of David, from 1 Samuel to 2 Samuel,
他这个人真的，圣经里面为什么最后给他下一个评语说他是合神心意的人
？And the Bible at the end described David as a person who's pleasing to the Lord.
他真的是一个孝子啊。
And he is a pious person.
他是很公义的。
He is a righteous person.
他是很有慈爱怜悯的人。
And he was a loving person.
可是等到在第十一章，我们看到了大卫却完全走样了。
But in chapter 11, David completely changed.
撒母耳记下第十一章在描述大卫犯罪的这个整个过程的时候
，And during the description of how David sinned in chapter 11,
我们就看到大卫这个人既没有怜悯心
，And he did not have a loving heart.
他也没有公义的。
And he was unrighteous.
他什么东西都不管了。
He did not care about anything.
他不管神的命令。
He did not listen to the command of God.
他只是一心想要去满足他的情欲。
And all he wanted was to fulfill his lust.
他想要的东西，他要得到手。
And he wanted to get whatever he wants.
你看现在就是这个拔示巴。
And now
这个容貌俊美的这个妇人。
And now he wanted Bathsheba, who was very beautiful.
他现在。要得到她，他现在就想尽一切的手段。
So in order to have her, he thought of anything that he could do to have her.
你看大卫他其实他犯这个错是明知故犯的，他知道神的命令，他不是不知道。
And David knew the commands of God. He knew what he was doing was wrong.
可是当他在罪里面的时候，他已经把神的命令已经抛在后面，他不管了。
But when he was indulged in sin, he forgot the commands of God.
当时候，大卫他整个人呢都不一样了。
And in chapter 11, David was not himself anymore.
我们就会看到说这个罪好可怕。
So we know that sin is dreadful.
一个人如果在情欲里面，你整个人就走样，你原来你的你都不见了。
And when a person is living in lust, your original self is gone.
这就是为什么我们现在在看这件事的时候，我们一定要想，为什么神 他知道大卫犯罪，可是他就是等这十个月一年当中这么久之后，神才派先知去，为什么不早点去？
And when David was committing the sin, God did not speak nor send Nathan to speak to David.
他犯错不是要让他马上知道，然后马上改过来最好吗？
Isn't it better to let David know as soon as he's committing the sin?
但是我们现在想一想。
Now let's think about it.
当大卫犯罪以后，他罪就犯下去了。
And after he committed the sin,
这事情已经没办法再反转了。
And we cannot be, this thing cannot be undone.
哦，因为历史不能再重复一次嘛。
And we cannot go back and repeat the history.
真的，这个时间一直往前推啊，不会回头的。
Because time goes by, it doesn't go back.
真的，你看你我们今天的每一天、每一个时间、每一件事情。过去的就没有了，没有办法再重回来了。
And everything we do, we cannot go back and redo it.
就好像上个礼拜的安息日
，like last Sabbath day.
你没有办法再把所有人再重新造句来一次，再回复当时的情景， and、那是不可能的。
You cannot repeat what happened last Sabbath day.
我们每一个人在这个时间里面一直往前进，没有办法回头。
And nobody can go back in time.
所以事情一犯下去，就没有办法再。翻转过来的。
So after you committed a wrong, it cannot be undone.
事已经成了。
If it happened,
那唯一有办法的就是要悔改。
The only thing now you can do is to repent.
所以现在大卫犯罪以后
，And after David committed the sin,
神派先知去讲告他，就是为他要叫他悔改的。
And the Lord sent Nathan to ask David to repent.
但是为什么神要等到这么久之后才派先知去？
Why did God wait so long to send his prophet?
我们现在如果想
，and if we think about it,
一个人如果在犯罪的时候，在罪里面成为遗忘人的时候，他什么话都听不进去了。
And when somebody is committing the sin, they cannot listen to advice.
因为愚昧人是听不进去劝诫的话语。
Because a foolish person cannot listen to the words of persuasion.
所以当时候，你看大卫他在犯罪以后，神知道什么时候派人去讲才会有效。
And God knows when is the most effective time to send somebody to talk to David.
神派先知的目的就是要让大卫回头。
And the reason why God sent Nathan was to ask David to return.
他罪已经犯下去了。
He already committed the sin.
他现在唯一可以做的就是赶快悔改，然后回转到神的法则里面来。
And the only thing he can do is to return and return to the commands of God.
不能够一错再错。
He cannot continue to repeat the sin.
因为在罪里面，他绝对没有好结果。
Because under the sin, there's no good result.
但是如果愿意回头的，他还有机会得到神的怜悯。
But if you are willing to return, God will show mercy on you.
所以你看，现在就大卫来说，经过这么久以后
，and after 10 months or so,
他也许以为说啊，这个事情就已经过去了嘛，哈。
David thought that this thing has resolved.
神也没有说什么啦。
God did not say anything.
先知甚至也不知道啊。
Prophet doesn't even know.
所以对他来说，这个事情就变成，他就逐渐的就把他淡忘了他犯罪的这个事实了。
So slowly, David forgot about his sin.
也就是在这个时候
，and it is at this time,
大卫他才没有那个心里的戒心。
And David did not have the heart to protect himself.
所以现在。拿单先知来跟他讲这个故事的时候
，And after Nathan came and told David the story，
这个时候大卫的反应就是他原本的大卫了。
And his reaction was his original David。
你看，如果大卫一犯罪完之后，现在拿单马上来讲这个故事。
Let's imagine if right after David sinned, Nathan came and told him the story。
那个结果可能不一样。
The result will be very different。
大卫判断的可能就不是这样子了。
And the result will be different。
你现在如果我们现在回头看这个故事的时候，你会觉得大卫小题大做。
And if we go back and look at this story, we think David is exaggerating.
我们现在有那个说，因为一只羊羔就判你死刑吗？
Do we execute somebody if they steal a sheep?
没有那个说，你现在偷了一只羊羔，说你要判死刑的吗？
And nobody would be executed if somebody steals.
现在这个社会，即使把人想杀了好多人，最后说他是那个精神失常的人，没罪。
And even in this society, somebody go and kill many people, they plead insanity.
哦，所以这个就是当时候大卫他面对这个无理的这个富有人家以后，你看他那个正义的心马上生发出来。
And when David heard about this unreasonable rich man, his righteous heart came out.
当时候大卫他完全没有想到说，现在拿单先知来跟他讲话的时候，是 针对他讲的嘛。
And he did not know that Nathan was speaking about him.
哦，所以他就没有准备说，因为我们今天如果有准备说某某人要来找我跟我讲话的时候是要讲什么话，哎，你就很小心，哎，不要被他的话套进去，你就会哎好好的，我回答的时候就拐弯抹角啊，然后就反正。好像一定要避免自己落入那个圈套里面嘛。
And if we know that somebody is coming to talk to us to correct our mistake, we will protect ourselves.
哦，所以这种情况下，他的回答、他的判断可能就不公义、不是原来的他了。
Because if that's the case, then David's response would not be the original him.
所以现在拿单先生在找讨他的时候，他就没有警觉说拿单是要指责他。犯了这件错了。
So when David came to, when Nathan came to David, David did not think that Nathan was coming to correct him.
那他对拿单讲的这个故事，他也没有觉得说他在影射他嘛。
And he did not think that Nathan was actually talking about him.
所以这个时候他所做的判断是就是从神的正直公义的角度里面去审判的。
So after hearing the story, David's judgment is actually the judgment that that is from God.
他完全没有考虑他自己的利益啊。
He did not think of his own profit.
这个时候他很公正，是一个掌握大权，可以判断正确又错误的那个王，他有审判权。
And at this time, he is actually the king that can distinguish between right and wrong.
所以你现在想，我们现在一个人如果在罪当中被迷惑的时候
，And if we're living under the sin,
很多时候我们跟我们原来的自己都不一样。
And usually we're very different from the original us.
你现在从撒母耳记一下哦，读过来就好了。
And just by looking at Second Samuel,
你看撒母耳记下第四章里面在讲大卫。
And in chapter 4, he talked about David.
我们现在看第四章。
Let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 4.
撒母耳记下第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章这个是大卫在希伯伦当王以后啊，扫罗的儿子这个叫做伊斯波设的，他也当王，对不对
？And at this time, Saul's son.Ish-bosheth, he was the king.
哦，那他这个时候这一章特别描述这个伊斯波设哈，后来被他的两个部属哈谋杀了。
And Ish-bosheth was murdered by two men.
那这两个人杀了这个伊斯波设以后，就跑去就把那个这个伊斯波设的头啊拿去献给大卫，想说大卫一定会很高兴。
And after killing Ish-bosheth, these two people.Took the head of Ish-bosheth to David, thinking that David would be happy.
他们认为，你看我帮助你把这个，这个另外一个王把他杀了，对你有好处啊。
They think that I have killed your enemy for you. You should be happy.
啊，结果呢？大卫怎么说
？But what did David say?
我们现在看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
从前有人报告我说扫罗死了，他自己以为报好消息，我就拿住他，将他杀在。喜格拉，这就做了他报消息的赏赐。
Verse 10, when someone told me, saying, "Look, Saul is dead," thinking to have brought a good news, I arrested him and had him executed in Ziklag. And one who thought I would give him a reward for this news.
第十一节说
，Verse 11,
何况二人将一人杀在他的床上，我岂不向你们讨留他血的罪，从世上除灭你们呢
？Verse 11, how much more?When wicked men have killed a righteous person in his own house, on his bed, therefore should I now require his blood at your hand and remove you from the earth?
你看这个时候大卫他有多公义多正直。
See how righteous King David was.
但是你怎么可以当人家臣子，把那个你的主人杀了
？How can you kill your master?
哦，那是神的受膏者，你怎么可以这样做
？This is the anointed person of God. How can you kill him?
这样的一个。公义正直的大卫在十一章的犯罪的时候不见了。
And this righteous nature of David disappeared in chapter 11.
我们再现在看第九章。
Let's turn to verse chapter 9.
第九章。
Second Samuel chapter 9.
扫罗家，现在有关于扫罗家的事情。
And this is something that has regards to the household of King Saul.
第一节说
，Verse 1.
大卫问说：“扫罗家还有没有剩下的人？”我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。
Now David said, "Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?"
第二节里面讲到一个仆人叫洗巴。
And there was a servant named Ziba.
好，不，王叫他来。第三节，王说：“扫罗家还有人没有？我要照神的慈爱恩待他。”
Then the king said in verse 3, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?"
这个仆人洗巴对王说：“还有约拿单的一个儿子是瘸腿的。”
And Ziba said, "There is still a son, who is lame in his feet."
你看，这个人大卫他得到这个国家以后，你看他现在。想到这个他的好朋友约拿单，他这个后代，这个米非波设，他说他要用神的慈爱来恩待他。
And after King David took over the kingdom, he remembered Jonathan and he wanted to do something good for his family.
他是主动的要把他这个恩典哦施给他这个大约拿单的儿子啊。
And he's willing to give the blessing of God to the descendant of Jonathan.
他要用神的慈爱来恩待人。
And he wants to use the love of God to love others.
你看这么有爱心、这么慈爱的大卫，在十一章也不见了。
And such a loving person, that is willing to help others, it disappeared in chapter 11.
我们就看到，你看这个罪让大卫整个走样了。
So we can see how sin has changed David.
这就是他在情欲当中，在罪里面的时候。你看，你什么人来讲话都没有用。
While he's living in sin, it doesn't matter what you tell him; he will not listen.
但是现在等到时间久了以后
，But after a while,
他慢慢就，已经这个事情就过去了。
And time has healed a lot of wounds.
他已经没有在那个情欲里面了。
He no longer lives under the lust.
那现在这个先知来讲的时候
，So when Nathan came,
他现在所做的判断就是从他的原本的。良心里面，他原来的大卫所做出来的判断。
And his judgment is judging from the original David.
所以大卫，你看他听完拿单讲这个故事之后，他马上断定这个人该死。
And after Nathan told him the story, he said this person must be put to death.
因为他没有怜悯的心。
Because this person did not have the heart of pity.
因为这个富有人家抢了人家穷人的那个羊羔。
And this rich person stole the lamb of the poor man.
他说要赔四倍，表示大卫他了解神的律法。
And he must repay him four times because David knew the law of God.
这个就是原本的大卫。
This is the original nature of David.
然后拿单先知马上抓住这个机会说：“你就是这个人。
”And immediately Nathan told David, "You are the man."
接下来让大卫哑口无言。
And David could not speak anything.
他马上想起他所犯的错误了。
Immediately he remembered his sin.
然后你看这个先知接下来宣布神。的信息，神的惩罚。
And right after that, Nathan proclaimed God's message to him.
神在神眼中，大卫犯什么错
？In the eyes of God, what did David do wrong?
现在看回来第十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12.
第十二章
，chapter 12.
我们看第七节
，verse 7.
拿单对大卫说：“你就是那人。主以色列的神如此说：我告你做以色列的王，救你脱离扫罗的手。”
Verse 7, then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I deliver you from the hand of Saul."
第九节，跳过去第九节。
Let's jump to verse 9.
你为什么要藐视神的命令，行他眼中看为恶的事呢？你借亚门人的刀要杀害赫人乌利亚，又娶了他的妻为妻。
Verse 9, why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight?You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife, and you have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon.
第十节
，verse 10.
你既藐视我，娶了赫人乌利亚的妻为妻，所以刀剑必永不离开你的家。
Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife.
在神眼中，大卫犯什么错误？
In the eyes of the Lord, what did David do wrong?
大卫犯罪的原因在哪里？
What is the source of his sin?
他犯罪的原因就是因为他藐视神，藐视神的命令。
The reason he committed the sin was because he despised the commands of the Lord.
他行神眼中看为恶的事。
He did something that is evil in the sight of the Lord.
大卫他很知道很清楚神的律法。
God knows the commandments of the Lord.
所以大卫的错不是误犯，不是不小心犯的。
So we know that David did not commit the sin accidentally.
他是明明知道不可以的。
He knew he could not commit this wrong.
但是他就是陷下去就没有办法自拔。
But he did it anyway, and he could not turn back.
你看他当时候他所犯的错误
，and the mistake that he made，
就是后来他的儿子重犯的。
His son repeated the same sin.
他为了情欲的缘故去夺了人家妻子。
Because of his lust, he went and took other people's wife.
这个叫做诫命里面第七诫的犯奸淫。
And this is in the seventh commandment, adultery.
当时候大卫他娶了很多妻子。
At the time, David had many wives.
神都没有讲任何一句话。
God did not say anything.
因为百姓在这个律法底下，他们没有办法真的完全遵守神的诫命。
Because under the law, the people then cannot follow the commands of God.
应该是说神对婚姻所设定的法则。
And the law that God set for marriage.
哦，但是诫命里面不可犯奸淫。
But we cannot commit adultery.
这就是那个邻舍的妻，你绝对不能够去引诱人家去跟人家的别人的妻子同寝的。
And you cannot take other people's wife, your neighbor's wife.
哦，所以这个叫做丑事。
And this is an ugly scenario.
我们如果看第十三章。
In verse 13, chapter 13.
第十三章的第十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 12.
这一句话是大卫的女儿塔玛对他的哥哥暗嫩说的。
And this is what David's daughter Tamar told her brother.
第十二节，塔玛说：“我哥哥，你不要玷辱我，以色列中不当这样行，你不要做这丑事。”
In verse 12, No, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing.
第十三节，
In verse 13,
你玷辱了我，我何以掩盖我的羞耻呢？你在以色列中也成了愚妄人，你可以求王，他必不禁止我归你。
Verse 13, And I, where could I take my shame? And as for me, you should be like one of the fool in Israel. Now therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you.
当时候那个暗嫩，他是成了愚妄人做丑事。
And at the time, he is a foolish man doing foolish things.
就是他是去犯奸淫这件事情。
And he wanted to commit adultery.
是神律法上严严禁止不可以有的。
And this is something that you cannot do under the law of the Lord.
当时候大卫他也是一样，他在犯罪第十一章的时候，他也是做同样的事。
And in chapter 11, David did the same thing.
那拿单说，在神眼中，他说：“你怎么藐视我？你怎么藐视我的命令呢？”
And Nathan told David, "Why did you despise the commands of God?"
你怎么会去做我眼中看为恶的事呢？
How can you do such evil in the sight of the Lord?
也就是说，大卫他做这个事情真的是非常的不应该了。
And we know that David should not have done what he did.
他当时候把神的命令都把他忘记了，不管了。
And at the time, he totally forgot the commandments of God.
这是为什么？有时候我们说哦，人这个脑筋糊涂了，糊涂人，然后他就不会去想代价，他也不会去想说，其实他得到那个妻子多一个有好处吗？没有，反而带来更多的祸患。
Sometimes when we do something bad, we forgot about the result. What is it having one more wife do for him?
那所以你看大卫，他当时候讲完之后，拿单现在宣布了神对他的看法。
And Nathan told what God wanted David to know.
我们现在看回到第十二章的第十一节。
Let's turn back to chapter 12, verse 11.
他犯罪之后，当然神有给他的惩罚。
And of course, God hand down the punishment to David.
第十一节。
In verse 11.
主神如此说：我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你，我必在你眼前把你的妃嫔赐给别人，他在日光之下就与他们同寝。
Verse 11, thus says the Lord, Behold, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house, and I will take your wife before your eyes, and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wife in the sight of the sun.
第十二节说，你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列众人面前，在日光之下报应你。
Verse 12, for you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, before the sun.
然后第十三节，大卫接着马上对拿单说：“我得罪神了。”
Immediately, David told Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord."
这是大卫他跟扫罗王最大的不同。
And this is the biggest difference between King Saul and King David.
你看，我们今天其实我们作为一个带着血肉之躯的人，有时候我们难免犯错。
And because we're made of flesh, so it's inevitable that we commit wrong.
犯的错可能有大小，有轻重。
And sometimes we commit great or small sins.
但是不管是什么样的错，只要是错就是错嘛。
But no matter what kind of sin you commit, if it's a sin, it's a sin.
但是当我们面对错误的时候， 我们会不会承认，然后会不会祈求神帮助我改变？
And when we face our sin, do we admit it and ask God to have mercy on us?
扫罗王一样犯错。
King Saul committed wrong.
扫罗王犯的错误也许没有比大卫犯的更严重。
And maybe his wrong was not as serious as King David.
但是扫罗王他后来会被神离弃。
But why did God forsake King Saul?
就是他对他所做的事情一点也不会悔改啊。
Because Saul did not have the heart of repentance.
他不会认为说神的这个命令有什么，为什么要这么坚持？我这个王把他留下来，难道会怎样吗？
And he did not know the reason why God has to insist on God's commandment.
他对先知撒母耳先知所讲的错误，他犯的错误，他一点也不会想要悔改认错，说啊，对不起。
And King Saul did not even want to repent of the sin that he committed.
所以大卫他这个时候的反应是谦卑认错。
But in verse 13, David's reaction was, "I have sinned against the Lord."
那这个时候的大卫，他其实就是一个有智慧的人了。
And at this time, we know that David was a person who is wise.
我们现在看箴言二十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言二十八章。
Proverbs chapter 28.
二十八章看十三节
，Chapter 28, verse 13。
十三节，遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续。
Verse 13, he who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy.
因为罪已经犯了，你不能够说没有。
After you committed sin, you cannot deny the sin you committed.
唯一可以做就是承认，然后求神怜悯。
The only thing you can do now is to confess and ask for the mercy of God.
但是如果想要去遮掩的，必不亨通。
But if you try to cover your sin, you will not prosper.
所以当时候，其实大卫他面对先知给的指责之后，他的心情在他所写的诗篇里面就反映出来了。
And after David heard the rebuke of Nathan, he wrote a psalm in the book of Psalm.
他在所写的诗篇当中啊，好几篇都在描述他这个认罪的过程，他的心境。
And in many of the psalms he wrote,he admitted his sin and what he was thinking.
那最出名的就是诗篇第五十一篇。
And the most famous one was in Psalm chapter 51.
现在看诗篇第五十一篇。
Psalm chapter 51,
第五节
，verse 5.
他，我们看第四节。
And let's go back and read verse 4.
第四节说：“我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。”
Verse 4.Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge.
你看他大卫，他跟拿单是说，我得罪神了。
David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord."
这个他的这个讲法跟当时候你看他们的祖先约瑟所讲的话是一样的。
And this is the same thing that his ancestors Joseph has said.
约瑟他那个。主人的太太要引诱他犯罪的时候，他的反应是说：“我怎么可以做这个大恶，得罪神呢？”
When Joseph's master's wife wanted to commit sin with him, he said, "How can I do this great sin against the Lord?"
哦，大卫没有说我得罪了，哦，对不起他的这个乌利亚，他的部下。
And David did not say, "I have sinned against Uriah."
我得罪了什么什么什么人都没有。
Or he has sinned against anybody else.
非常单纯，我得罪了神。
Very simply, he said, "I have sinned against the Lord."
所以。大卫他在第四节这里说：“我在你眼前行了这个恶。”
And in Psalm 51 verse 4, he says, "You only have I sinned."
我被你责备的时候，显出神是公义的，我是有罪孽的。
And I am a sinner, and I should be rebuked.
第五节说：“我是在罪孽里面生的。”
And in verse 5, it says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity."
第六节
，verse 6,
你所喜爱的是内心里诚实。
In verse 6, behold, you desire truth in the inward parts.
第九节
verse 9,
你求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切罪孽。
Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities.
他当时候的祈求是神啊，第十节。
And in verse 10, his plead was,
求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
His plea was to create in me a clean heart, O Lord.And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
因为他的清洁，他的正直，在他的罪里面，他在犯罪的时候都失落了。
Because his purity and his righteousness disappeared when he was committing the sin.
当他承认罪孽
after he confessed his sins.
那个先知马上说。
Nathan immediately said.
我们现在看回来，撒母耳记下第十二章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
第十三节
verse 13.
下半段，你要拿单说，神已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。
Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin; you should not die."
你不至于死，不是说他那个犯错没有事。
When he said you should not die, it doesn't mean that there's no consequences.
因为大卫他其实他自己判断他自己的啦。
Because David, judged himself already.
因为按照拿单先生所讲的那个故事哈，大卫就自己说，行，这个事，这个人该死。
And from the story that Nathan told David, David said that this person must surely die.
但是其实，行那个偷杀了那只羊羔的那个富有人家哦，他不至于死。按律法来说，他不至于死啊。
But according to the law at the time, the rich man who stole the lamb should not be put to death.
他应该是要还人家四倍是对的。
He only needs to return fourfold.
不是因为杀羊羔死。
He should not be put to death because he stole the lamb.
现在因为大卫他是当王嘛，他自己判断他自己啊。
Because King David was the king, and he can judge himself.
就是说他讲的话，现在拿单说你就是那个人，所以你也该死嘛。
And so this person should be put to death. Well, you're the king. Whatever you say must be done.
那现在拿单说，来，你既然认错，神除掉你的罪，你不至于因为这样死啊。
And now that you have committed, you have confessed your sin, the Lord forgive your sin, so you should not be put to death.
但是
，But
你所做的这个罪，让仇敌得到亵渎神的机会。
But because of what you have done, it caused blasphemy to you.
所以你现在从罪里面所得到这个孩子，他会死。
Because of from this child that you have committed sin with.To get,
然后当他讲完，
to death.
他宣布了神的这个审判之后，他就走了。
And after Nathan proclaimed the judgment of God, he left.
然后后来圣经就说，神就击打这个孩子，孩子就生病了。
And then later on, we know that God strike on this child, and he later died.
大卫很努力的祈求神的怜悯，要让这个孩子活下来。
And he prayed for the mercy of God to spare the life of this child.
他这个时候就知道怜悯有多重要了。
And now he knows the importance of having mercy.
所以当他的孩子生病的时候，你看他禁食祷告，
and after,
躺在地上。
After his child was sick, he fasted and he lay on the floor.
就是要祈求神能够怜悯他。
And he wanted God to have mercy on him.
所以你看第二十二节，十二章第二十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 22.
孩子还活着，我禁食哭泣，因为我想，或者神怜恤我，使孩子不死，也未可知。
While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, and I said, "Who can tell whether the Lord will be gracious to me that the child may live?"
他知道要有神的怜悯。
He knows, he must have the mercy of God.
他以前没有在怜悯别人的。
And when he was committing the sin, he did not have mercy.
他现在知道，其实人是要靠着神的怜悯才能够活下来。
And now he knows, in order for a person to live, you must rely on the mercy of God.
但是对这个孩子，神的旨意已经定了，所以这个孩子死了。
But God has judged his will against this child, so this child must die.
所以他也就接受神的审判。
So he accepted the judgment of God.
孩子死了，他就去吃饭了。
And after the child died, he got up and he ate.
这个也就是说他对神没有怨言。
And this means that he did not complain against God.
就是他真的能够了解他是整个人是在神的手上，完全是要靠神的怜悯才能够存活了。
And he realized his life is in the hand of God. He must rely on God to live.
所以拿单他这一次的劝诫呢，非常的有功效。
So the criticism of Nathan was very effective.
这个是神从神来的作为。
And this is from God.
后来也真的让大卫改变。
And this actually changed the life of David.
然后拿单的这个做法，后来在第十四章的地方就被这个大卫的将军约押。学起来用了。
And later on, in chapter 14, Joab used the same method.
后来第十四章的地方约押呢就是找了一个聪明的妇人，也是要来去跟大卫讲个故事。
And Joab in chapter 14 asked a wise woman to tell David a story.
目标就是要让大卫允许他这个逃亡的儿子亚撒龙回来。
And the purpose is to allow Absalom, who was in who was fleeing to come back to David.
所以你看第十四章这个聪明妇人对大卫的劝诫，基本上 也是让大卫接受好，那去叫亚撒龙回来了。
And basically, King David accepted the persuasion of this woman, so David told Absalom to come back.
我们可以仔细的去读一读他这个第十四章的那个故事。
And we can study in detail, what happened in chapter 14.
然后接下来第三次
，the third persuasion.
等到亚撒龙他回来，现在后来要叛变，结果后来亚撒龙也死了，战死了。被杀了。
And after Absalom came back, he went into war and he was killed.
那照理说，现在是内战，两边打仗，那个被打败，打上那一仗，那一边应该是很高兴才对啊。
And it was a civil war, and one side was victorious, and they should be happy.
是王跟王的儿子现在是对敌吗
？And it's the battle between the king and the king's child.
可是等到亚撒龙被杀之后
，And after Absalom was killed,
大卫当时候的那种。表现他的反应
，and King David's reaction？
就让这个他的这一边的这个为他打仗的这些人觉得非常的奇怪啊，感觉上整个气氛好像打败仗一样。
And King David felt like they have just lost the battle。
因为大卫一直舍不得他这个儿子亚撒龙死掉了。
Because David did not want his son to die。
所以第十九章
，in chapter 19，
这个在记载这个约押怎么样去劝诫这个王。
And it described how Joab went and persuade。King David.
因为第一节说王为亚撒龙的哭泣，悲哀哭泣的。
Behold, the king is weeping and mourning for Absalom.
然后众人听到王为他的儿子忧愁，他们得胜的欢乐就变成悲哀了。
And the victorious day turned into a mourning day.
然后第三节
，In verse three,
那日众民暗暗的进城，就如败阵逃跑、惭愧的民一般。
And the people stole back into the city that day.As people who are ashamed steal away when they flee in battle.
然后这个王蒙着脸大声的哀哭说：“我儿子亚撒龙啊，我亚撒龙啊。”
In verse 4, but the king covered his face, and the king cried out with a loud voice, "O my son Absalom!"
那这个时候约押就进去见王了。
And at this time, Joab went into the house of king.
他这个时候跟他讲的就是非常的直接的。
And he told the king directly.
他说：“你今日第五节说，你今日使你一切的仆人脸面惭愧了。”
And in verse 5, today you have disgraced all your servant.
你的这个做法，第六节说你爱那恨你的人，恨那爱你的人。
That you have loved your enemy and hate your friends.
大卫已经被这个亲情冲昏了头。
And he was overcome by the grief of losing his son.
他搞不清楚状况了。
He doesn't know what's going on anymore.
他很喜爱这个儿子。
He loved his son.
但是这个儿子是要取他的命的。
But this son wanted his life.
他的军兵是为他卖命。救了他一命。
His army was to protect King David to save King David's life.
但是他的表现让这些为他卖命人觉得非常的不能接受。
But King David's reaction caused the army to be very confused.
所以约押现在第七节跟他说。
So in verse 7, Joab said.
现在你当出去安慰你仆人的心。我指着神起誓，你若不出去，今夜必无人与你同在一处了。
Now therefore arise, go out and speak comfort to your servant.For I swear by the Lord, if you do not go out, no one will stay with you this night.
哦，所以你看这个，他这一讲以后，哎，那个大卫哦，脑筋就清楚了，醒过来了。
And after Joab said this, King David realized.
到底在做什么
？Realized what he was actually doing.
那个儿子已经死了，而且是罪人。
His son is already dead, and his son wanted to kill him.
现在这些人是活着的，为他卖命的人。
And these people, this army is fighting for David.
所以第八节
，In verse 8,
王起来坐在城门口，众民听说王坐在城门口，就都到王面前来了。
And the king arose and sat in the gate, and they told all the people, saying, the king is sitting in the gate.
这是另外一次约押他勇敢的用他智慧的口气劝动君王。
And Joab uses a wise mouth to persuade the king.
那就我们就看到这三次啊，基本上这要去讲话的人都非常的勇敢。
And in all these three times, the person who approached the king must be brave.
非常的有智慧。
Must have wisdom.
那我们今天呢，要祈求神给我们这样的智慧。
And today we need to ask God to give us such wisdom.
那我们知道能够分辨。什么时候是可以劝勉人的机会
？And so we need to discern when is a good time to persuade others.
应该要用什么方法才让别人可以听得进去
？And what method we can use so that the person will be persuaded?
其实那个目的就是为了要让人可以回头。
The goal is to ask this person to return to God.
真的能够走在神的路上
，to walk in the way of God.
能够过敬虔，除去不敬虔的心，能够在世，能够没有那个情欲所控制。
to get rid of the ungodliness in the heart so they can live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
祈求神帮助我们,
and we ask God to help us.
我们能够从今天下午的查考里面得到智慧,
so we can receive wisdom in this afternoon's service.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us now sing hymn
470首
470.